ध्यान, they have a tongue, no non-shaping. This is a very important word in the Bhagavad Gita. It says here, O king, give up the animalistic mentality of thinking, I am going to die. So, anyone who approaches death, one has to fix this inside. This is the most important thing to keep inside. That he says here, I am animalistic mentality of thinking, I am going to die. Unlike the body, you have not even taken birth. You see? Because why it is said like that is, this body is actually a mixture of few material elements, isn't it? As water, air, ether, fire. Prakriti has mixed together, the material nature has mixed it together and gave this form to us. And that's why all forms are different. Form is based on the our inside vasanas inside, whatever tendencies here, accordingly the form is given. Yeah? So if Sudhir Goswami says here, if you think that the body is dying, body is going to die, understand this is that na jataha, this you are not born anytime. We celebrate birthday. Birthday is for the body, not for the soul. Soul has no birthday or any death either. Soul is always existing. So, na jataha prag abhudebhyo prag abhudodhya dehavattvam na nashyasi. Again he stresses, deham, material body, will die. But soul cannot die. He says, dehavattvam na nashyasi. It will never die, he says. So, he says here, that this is the commentary he says here. There was actually no animalistic fear of death within the king, but for our sake. So Sudeva Goswami is speaking very strongly to his disciple, just as Krishna spoke to Arjuna in the Bhagavad Gita. Then na bhavishyari bhutva tvam putra pautradi rupavan Bija Anguravat Dehat Vidirikto Yathanala. So, says here, you will not take birth again in the form of your sons and grandsons, like a sprout taking birth from a seed and then generating a new seed. Rather, you are entirely distinct from the material body and its paraphernalia, in the same way that fire is distinct from its fuel. So, Nabhavishyari Bhutvatvam Putra Bhautadi Rupavan. Generally, because at the time of leaving the body, we have a tendency to think a lot about the family. It will come in the mind, in some form. And the wife, children, grandchildren, all that is a tendency to come. And because it comes like that, we have to be extra careful not to get pulled by that. Because if that happens, what happens is that because of those thoughts get strongly inside, we may have to come back in some form again to that same environment. That is why one should be careful about. That under no circumstances, they should not let in. It does not mean that you have no feelings for them. Feelings are there. But at the same time, not allow them to get in. To inside. And this is important. And especially after householders' lives. Husband-wife relationship, this will always happen. And that is what he is warning here in this verses. That you don't think that you have anything to do with them. Your business with them is finished, practically. Just at the time of leaving this world, yes. Business is over. Whatever you have to do, you have done that in your time. And what has brought us together all is our karma. That's what brought you together. And then karma is finished, relationship is also finished. Definitely. Then from then on your own going further. So this clarity must be there inside. So that the mind does not go in different directions. The mind has this nature that if you give a little food, it will take it, catch hold of it, and it will start going in all directions. You see? So therefore he is warning all these things in these few verses. He says at the time of death Parikshit, your connection with this world is over. Now it is time for you Now to keep fixed on the truth only. Only on the, what is the truth? Truth is this, that a spirit soul never dies. Only the body dies. If Krishna is saying, if somehow or the other, if this thought is established inside at the time of leaving the body, you don't come back again. Because you go back to that permanent state. It is possible to happen. And that is Krishna's mercy, to give you that push at the last minute, not to think about the other connections of this world. So that's why it says here that Swapne yatha shirascheram panjavadi atmana swayam yasmat pashiri rehasya sada atma chajo amara. In a dream, one can see his head, own head being cut off, and thus understand that his actual self is standing apart from the living experience. Similarly, while awake, one can see that his body is the product of the five material elements. Therefore, it should be understood that the actual self, the soul, is distinct from the body. It observes and is unborn and immortal. In these two, three verses, he is trying to again tell us repeatedly the same thing, that how to make us accept this. He says, if you accept it, the problem is solved. Then there is no more discussion necessary. That then he says, Ganagasham, Ganagasham, that's all there. Then what happens ultimately is that the material body's qualities and activities of the spirit soul are created by the material mind. That mind is itself created by the illusory potential Supreme Lord, and thus the soul assumes material existence. Because all the material body, our material nature, our nature, swabhavam, everything is created by the mind. So because it is like that, the mind itself is another potency of Krishna. And the mind has come from the soul. You see, the mind came from the soul. And the mind, if you allow that to grow, it will take you to another world. But if you don't give attention to the mind, rather be focused on the soul, then this mind cannot do anything. It has to stay quiet. It has no choice. So that is what he is saying here. That keep the mind, don't get absorbed in the mind. Mind will tell you so many things. Do this, do that, or this commitment, that commitment. It will keep on telling you, even at this time in the life. So, but if you keep the mind away, stay away from the mind, then you can stay on the platform of the soul, and that will protect you from any problem what mind will bring otherwise. So these things he has mentioned there, and then he says in later that evam atmanam atmastam atmanivam prushaprapo buddhya anumana garbhinyam vasudevanu chindaya. This is an important verse. Evam atmanam atmastam, keeping this mind away from the inside, not giving any consideration to the mind, always thinking that I am that spirit soul. That is that atmanam atmastam, always thinking that I am atma, not this body. If you say like that, Krishna is saying here, Sudeva Goswami is saying here, that it is a clear and logical intelligence, he says. You should carefully consider your true self and how it is situated within the material body. Evam atmanam atmastam atmanivam nivam rishaprabho. Sudeva Goswami is saying to Parikshit that there is only one truth in this world. What is that truth? Truth is this, that there is only soul exists. It is from the soul everything else has come. And because they have come from the soul, their existence is not permanent. The permanent thing, what is always existing, is the soul. So that concept, you have to keep it strongly inside. Always to think that I have nothing to do with this body. Body, it was given to me, I have used it for the time when it was given to me. After the purpose of business is finished, I'm handing it over back to the person who has given it to me, which is the nature, and I'm going. If you keep on thinking like this, you will know that the bodily suffering, what is coming, is only due to the mind behind it. The mind is causing all these problems. But the solution is not to get absorbed in the mind and the body. Solution is not that. Solution is to break away from the mind as well as the body. So just like Parikshit at the time of death, after hearing this from Sukadeva Goswami, Parikshit, Sudeva Goswami instructed this to Parikshit and kept quiet. So Parikshit Sudeva Goswami asked Parikshit, what have you understood now? At that time he says, Aham Brahma Param Dhamma Brahmaham Paramam Padam Evam Samikshin Almanam Atmanyadhaya Nishkale. In other words, that I am now seeing what I am. Parikshit is replying back to Sudeva Goswami, saying that Aham Brahma Param Dhamma Brahmaham Paramam Padam. I am Brahma. I am soul. I am not this body. This I have understood now. He says, confirming that to Sudeva Goswami, Aham Brahma Param Dhamma. That Param Dhamma means the supreme abode of Brahma. That's what I am. I am not this body. Brahmaham Paramam Padam. I am that Brahma. And I am part of that supreme abode of Krishna. And Atmanyadhaya Nishkale, that this understanding, misunderstanding that has happened to me, Evan Samishan Atmanam, that considering that I am that soul, Atmani Adhaya Nishkale, that I am free from all kinds of material designations. So this is the time to separate out your original identity as the soul from the body, from the mind, from the intelligence, from the ego, everything what we had in our life. So that's all you have to keep meditating upon, as much till your capacity. And then, depending on Krishna's decision, everything will happen in the future. And with that, he says here that, my dear King Parikshit, I have narrated you the topics you originally inquired about the pastimes of Krishna, the Supreme Soul of the Universe, and what more do you wish to hear? The chapter is over. And after saying this, Sukadeva Goswami did not stay. He got up and asked the Parikshit, what do you see now? He says to Parikshit. So Parikshit says to Sukadeva Goswami that I only now see Krishna. I don't see anybody else. When he says I see Krishna, in other words, he's saying that I'm only experiencing the soul. Nothing to do with Krishna is the soul, isn't it? Nothing about the matter. What else do you see? He says. Parikshit says that I also see you, Sudeva Goswami, standing next to Krishna. This is how we see the spiritual master and the Supreme Lord. In that connection, you see explaining that. As soon as he got this reply, Sudeva Goswami disappeared from there. Disappeared in the sense that he could not be seen anymore. He was gone. And then there was not much time before Takshaka could come. Parikshit was already gone. Parikshit didn't die after Takshaka's biting him. Before Takshaka touched him, Parikshit was gone. Parikshit means the soul has left. But then, because the Brahmana boy's curse has to come true, Takshaka came and touched the body, which was all Parikshit has already left by then. And then the body got burned and all the other things happened after that. So that fifth chapter, chapter 5 in this 12th canto, is the one should read and remember at the time, fifth chapter of the 12th. So only 12 verses.
Yeah.
Out of that, the first 3-4 verses are preparation for that. But the message is very much clear. Na jataha, body was never born. We celebrate birthday, that's another thing. But body has never any birth. And nor there is a such thing called a death either. This is all for the body, not for you. It's all for the body. If you just accept that, it's finished. Business is over. Then there is nothing much to worry about. All we make a big thing about all these things. Oh, somebody is leaving this world and all worries and all kinds of things we create. Eh? But actually, Krishna also doesn't like it when you take it that way. That Krishna says that if you are in that state, then you come back here and continue with another body. And keep doing this again and again and again. But if you want to escape from here, Krishna says, accept this. If you just hold on to this understanding,
so much,
whatever is there,
I tell you, it soothes your soul.
Because that's Krishna's words. I mean, standing next to Krishna and talking about Krishna and worshipping Krishna is one thing. But accepting what Krishna is telling us to understand and accept it, that is more important. You know what I mean? That we say, we do arati to Krishna, we we do so many things and glorify Krishna. But Krishna likes it when you accept what he says to you. Without accepting that, simply going on doing the same thing what we have done in the past and saying to Krishna, begging to Krishna, do this to me, do that to me.
Yes.
That's not the right thing to do.
No.
The proper way to deal is to accept Krishna, what Krishna is telling us to do. That listening to him is more important than trying to glorify him. He doesn't want our glorification. He gets glorified by many. He doesn't care for anyone's glorification. That's him. So that's the main thing in the Bhagavatam when you study. Yeah? The Bhagavatam has only one message to tell us: there is no such thing called a death. Death is for the body, not for the soul.
Yes.
To get accepted that and fix the mind on that. And then whatever happens to the body, let it happen. That is due to other reasons why that's happening to the body. And nobody can think in this world, they can live in this world forever with this body. That's not possible. If with any that intention anyone comes to this world, they can forget it. That is the foolishness of all these big people. With all their money, they try to manipulate life in such a way.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow or the other, trying to, doing all kinds of things to make permanently live here. But that, Krishna says, is not possible. Nobody can do that. Everybody has to go one day. And so why not be intelligent about it and accept what Krishna is saying and come to terms with it properly? That's the right thing to do. Right? And then to chant the holy name. Holy name is the shelter. When you chant the holy name, this should be the understanding inside.
Yes.
With this understanding you should chant.
Yes.
You see? That holy name, what you are chanting, is the representation of this knowledge of in the Bhagavatam.
Mm-hmm.
This is the knowledge that should be in our head all the time. I am not the person going to die. Death is not for me, death is for the body.
Mm-hmm.
And then happily accept whatever Krishna gives in this world. There's nothing to feel, that. No matter how advanced one is, spiritually also, how realized he is, they all have to go through this in life, with the body is concerned. Anybody, including Prabhupada, had to go through. No one is free from this. That bodily misery is, the moment you have accepted the body, the problem has started. The body is given and it's come. Once it's come, then till it leaves, it will give you trouble. That's all it will do. It won't do anything good except that it gives you trouble. But we, in our illusion, thinking that I can be happy with this body, that's our biggest misunderstanding. And when pain comes and when misery comes, we try looking for solutions this way or that way. But at the end, Krishna says that it is not meant for a permanent solution. That's not a permanent solution. That's only you are trying to plug the hole here and there. And whether all these doctors, consultants, and all these big hospitals, they're all doing the same thing. They also have to go through the same thing. That's the interesting thing.
You know, I couldn't believe at one stage, he was kind of looking on Google, about this temperature. Because they're saying, we've not come across this.
Who was saying
this? This oncologist. Because they're saying, such high fever. Yeah? Yes, but they couldn't bring it down. And then you're saying there's a lot of research done and all this. And so they're always grasping at straws, you know?
Yeah.
They don't know really.
Prabhupada says like this, and all the other realized souls will always tell you this, that disease is not the cause of death. This is not the cause. When the time comes, karma is over. In this world, then you have to have an external reason to get the body out from you,
yes,
away from you. For that, the disease comes.
Yes.
disease is actually not the reason for
thank
leaving
you.
The
thank
body.
Thank you so much.
This is the reality.
Yes.
This is your business is over here in this particular body.
Yes.
So what happens? Material nature will bring a reason for that and bring you some problem.
Yes.
And takes it away from you, the body. Yes. That's all. But disease is not the reason.
Yes.
There is a much more subtle level that your karma is finished in this
very
body.
Good point.
It is there in the Bhagavatam, all these things. The Prabhupada used to say, all the time we are saying, oh, he died out of cancer, he died out of stroke, he died out of diabetes and things like that. This is all foolishness.
Yes.
Completely foolishness.
Very good.
This is the truth.
Yes.
This is the truth. So, knowing all these things, we should accept the truth, what Krishna is saying. Krishna is saying that we are performing karma now. And this karma will mature one day. And it will come from the form of another body. Because all the karma vasana are created in this. I have to exhaust it. So this is how we are changing the body. But the moment this realization comes strongly inside, whatever karma I have finished, I have finished with that body. And there is no more connection with the body for me. That means you are liberated. You are independent then. After that you have nothing to do with it. It is this knowledge that gives you the release note from here. So that's all you have to keep it in your mind. Simple things, but very firm on that. Not to take it anymore,
you know,
more than that. So, in the form of Bhagavadam, in a book, it is presented to us so that people get interested to read it and to accept. But the essence is this, message is this. That what he said, the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is saying to Arjuna also exactly the same thing. Yasham Brahmi Sthiti Partha, Arjuna, if you get this state of mind at the time of death, you have escaped from here. You don't come back again. But, this is a drama, we have come here, we did the drama, we go, finished with this. In that thing, we get absorbed so deeply in it. And you're born in one place, you finish your life in another place, and the connections in between come to contact with so many people in so many ways. And
I, you know, stopped local people coming because they have so many own ideas. And, you know, you have to keep away from them.
Yeah.
So I don't tell everyone. I don't want to see anybody.
Because
they all have their own.
I know.
Funny ideas.
Very
funny ideas.
Yeah.
They're not Krishna conscious.
No.
Okay. They're doing following something else. So I just keep away from all of these people.
Even now they'll tell you how to enjoy life.
They'll tell you miracles. But how, you know.
Yeah.
So I just said, I don't want to see anybody. I'm upstairs. I tell them to say, I'm not well.
Yeah.
I don't want to see anybody.
Yeah.
Because they will come like this. They will come. They will hear the news. And they have their own ideas. So this is not for devotees.
Yes.
That's
right, yeah.
They actually confuse you.
Confuse means they are wasting your time.
Waste your time and make the family
unnecessarily pull them all into state of bad consciousness in that way.
So
because there is no knowledge in them.
No.
Yeah? There is no understanding.
Exactly.
Of proper understanding of the soul, understanding of our real. That's why it is ignorance, isn't it? Basically, it's ignorance.
It is actually ignorance.
For us in these matters, there's only one guide, only Krishna's direction.
It's amazing.
Krishna's guide. That's all it is. And whatever knowledge Krishna has given us, that should be the guideline in all these things.
All I can say is I've tried to be Krishna conscious. Yeah? I've tried. Tried as much as I can do. I'm not a great scholar. You see,
nobody.
These books are hardly touched.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? No, I'm not a great scholar. I did what I could. And in terms of chanting, I was doing chanting 16 months. And I used to go for walks, early morning walks. But I've done what I can.
That's all, we are all limited.
Yeah, I've done what I can. Yes.
We are all limited in our own way.
Yeah.
See, when we talk about surrender, what does surrender mean? Surrender means this acceptance. That is surrender. Surrender is not I join an institution or I did a lot of this thing, that thing. That's not surrender. Surrender is accepting this. That means you are accepting Krishna's word wholeheartedly, without any. So that is a surrender state. Surrendering means that you are freed from the distress of this world once for all.
Want another drink or anything?
No, I just want to go to the bathroom.
Okay. There is one downstairs, or you can go upstairs.
No, I'll use the downstairs one.
You know where it is?
I'm fine now.
In the, go through the porch.
No.
Where you can...
I mean, this is... The essence of Bhagavatam is this, to understand this. No jata, you were not born. Okay? That they have a non-anxiety. It says, according like the body, you are not meant to die. The body is dying. You have to learn, Surya Goswami says, you have to learn how to stand separately and to watch your body going.
Yes.
That art you have to develop inside.
Yes.
That it's not me who is going, the body is going.
The body is
going. Yeah? That clear demarcation between the body and me must happen now, at this stage.
Yes.
Yeah? It's not to think anymore that all the other, if I can save this body,
that's
not what you should be thinking about.
No.
To be thinking that body will go its own way. I have nothing to do with it. It was given to me without being asked. It will be taken away without asking me. And it will happen to everybody. So there's nothing much to lament about.
Understand?
ऐसा है कि ये शरीर में हमको कुछ नहीं कर सकते. शरीर हमारा नहीं है, शरीर प्रकृति ने दिया है हमको, है ना. इसे शरीर को इतना टाइम लगेंगे यहाँ पर, जैसे आप हमारे प्रारब्ध कर्म है, ये कर्म की तरह से शरीर भी मूवमेंट करते हैं, चल रहा है. जब प्रारब्ध कर्म खत्म हो जाते हैं उसी टाइम पर शरीर भी खत्म हो गया उसी के टाइम पर. सबको ये रूल एक ही है, सब लोग कहते हैं आपकी है, मेरे को भी, इनको भी, सबके ही है, यही एक रोल है. जब प्रारब्ध कर्म खत्म होती है उसी टाइम पर शरीर भी हमको छोड़ के जाएंगे. ये हमने सोचना पड़ेगा और इसी में हमारा माइंड भी फिक्स होना पड़ेगा, होना चाहिए. और दूसरा कुछ बात नहीं कर सकते इसमें, इसके ऊपर, शरीर के ऊपर कुछ नहीं कर सकते. शरीर हमारे कंट्रोल पर नहीं है, शरीर हमारा नहीं है, हम शरीर नहीं है. ये सब हम इसमें हमारा माइंड फिक्स होना चाहिए इसी टाइम पर. यही है एक मैसेज भागवत में सूर्य गोस्वामी ने परिषद को ये बताया है, और कुछ नहीं. जो कुछ होते हैं सब भगवान के कंट्रोल में है, हमारे कंट्रोल में नहीं है. ये हम सोचते हैं डॉक्टर कुछ करेंगे. इंडिया में आपने देखा होगा बहुत बार लोग आते हैं डॉक्टर के पास, बोलते हैं कुछ कर दीजिए, कुछ करवा दीजिए हमारे लिए, या ऐसे ऐसे बोलते. एक बार एक क्या हुआ कि एक पेशेंट आया था, रोगी आया था हॉस्पिटल में, रोगी का साथ और सब रिलेटिव्स आया था, बंधु लोग सारे थे. बंधु लोग फोन कर डॉक्टर से कह रहे थे कि कुछ करवा दीजिए हमको, इनको सेव करवा दीजिए संभव, इनको बहुत ट्रबल हो जाते. डॉक्टर ने कहा कि हम सब करेंगे, देख लेंगे, कुछ कर सकते हैं हम करेंगे सब. उसी रात को डॉक्टर ने मर गया, क्या करें, डॉक्टर छोड़ के गया लोग.
हमारा सब सब
ये हमको एक्सेप्ट करके हम चुप बैठ के भगवान के साथ में छोड़ेगा सब जो भगवान को इच्छा है उसकी तरफ सब कर हो जाएगा लोग दुनिया में हमारी इच्छा की तरफ कुछ नहीं हो सकता ये ठीक बात है। भागवत में ये कहते हैं कि शरीर को उसको छोड़ दो शरीर अपने आप जाएंगे हम आत्मा उसको दूसरा बात है हम आत्मा है शरीर नहीं है ये हमारा अंदर स्वयं होना चाहिए मरने के पहले एक ही बात हम सोचना सरकारी टाइम पर शरीर हमारा नहीं है हम शरीर नहीं है ये शरीर हमारे के लिए एंजॉयमेंट के लिए नहीं दिया है शरीर एक लाइक डिजीज है एक शरीर भी एक रोग है इसमें एक बीमार है शरीर भी एक बीमार है ये बीमार को बीमार आ गया अभी यही है शरीर बॉडी इज अ डिजीज एंड दैट डिजीज इज गॉट अनदर डिजीज नाउ दैट्स व्हाट इट इज सो इफ यू रमण महर्षि यूज्ड टू से दिस बॉडी इटसेल्फ इज अ डिजीज एंड दैट डिजीज इज गॉट अनदर डिजीज ऑन टॉप ऑफ इट दैट्स व्हाट वी हैव नाउ our situation and you have no idea आपको कुछ नहीं पता क्या चल रहा है अंदर बॉडी के अंदर डॉक्टर को भी नहीं पता साइंटिस्ट को भी नहीं किसी को नहीं पता क्यों अंदर भगवान बैठे हैं वो कंट्रोल करते हैं सब उनकी इच्छा तरफ सब चलते हैं हमारी इच्छा तरफ नहीं चलते हैं सब खाते हैं हम वो डाइजेस्ट होते हैं ब्लड सर्कुलेट करते हैं ब्रीथिंग हो चल रहा है ये सब हमारे कंट्रोल में है हम सोते हैं उसी टाइम पर ये सब चल रहा है अंदर तो कौन कंट्रोल करते हैं भगवान कंट्रोल करते हैं सब हम नहीं कंट्रोल करते तो जैसे भगवान के कंट्रोल में सब होते हैं इसी तरह जब बॉडी शरीर हमको छोड़ना है उसी टाइम पर भी भगवान डिसीजन करता है ये इनको ये बॉडी छोड़ के दूसरा बॉडी में चले जाओ तो सब भगवान के हाथ में है हमारे हाथ में कुछ नहीं है ये आप अंदर में रखिए ना सारी ये ध्यान अंदर होना चाहिए भगवान जो कुछ भगवान करते हैं वो भगवान की इच्छा की तरफ सब चलेंगे सारी दुनिया भगवान की इच्छा के ऊपर चल रहा है हमारे इच्छा नहीं है सब भगवान के कंट्रोल में है ये भागवत का मैसेज है ये तो इसके ऊपर सोचकर कुछ दुख होने की जरूरत नहीं है और सुख होने की भी जरूरत नहीं है ना सुख नहीं चाहिए दुख भी नहीं होना चाहिए जैसे चुप बैठ के जो कुछ होना है आप उसको अलग करके चुप बैठना है बस और कुछ नहीं करना भगवान को पता है हमको क्या अच्छा होता है क्या दुख कैसा सुख होता है कैसा दुख होता है सब भगवान के हाथ में है हम जब मान से हम सोचते हैं कि हम कंट्रोल करते हैं इसलिए सब प्रॉब्लम चले जाती है सरेंडर मीन सरेंडरिंग टू व्हाट कृष्णा इज टीचिंग नॉट टू डू ऑल द अदर थिंग्स वी आर थिंकिंग दैट ऑल दिस आरडीज एंड चैंटिंग द होली नेम एंड डेली वर्शिप एंड ऑल विल हेल्प No, more important than this thing is accepting what Krishna is saying. We are not accepting it. That's the problem. Every time we want to avoid that issue. As soon as Krishna says something, we want to avoid that. We want to everything else we are willing to do. We will do the deity worship. We will do the holy name. We will chant the holy name. We will do the service and all that. But when it comes to the reality or the truth, when Krishna is saying to us, we don't want to honor them. That's the we want to keep the body. And enjoy it as long as we can. That's where the problem is. So acceptance of the truth is surrender. You have surrendered to Krishna, you have accepted the truth. That is surrender. Not all the other surrender what we talk about in the temple. But I joined this movement, I have surrendered now to you. What have you surrendered? We are not surrendered anything. Surrender, real surrender is acceptance of what Krishna has spoken in the Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavad Gita. So, Janakji, keep it in your mind, all this
thing. Thank you, sir.
And keep that as the message from Bhagavatam and pass through this world quietly, like Krishna says to Uddhava, walk through this world. He says that, isn't it? Sundu Sarvam Parityajya Sneham Sujana Bandhusho Maya Avesha Mana Samyak Samadrak Vijana Sogam. This is the verse in the Bhagavatam. It says, you will finish up all connection with this world. That's the first thing. Inside, you have to break the connection with this world. Sneham, Sajanam, Bandhutu. That means all love for our own people, relatives and all that. And Mayaveshamana, fix the truth upon me, mind on me. It means the soul. Samadrat, and see that only the soul exists everywhere. Vijarasogam. Walk through this world in that way. Krishna says to Uddhava. The same thing.
So this is the message. That's all you have to take it on board and keep that focused on that. And that will be the thing. And you will see when I come back from you.